Solicitors on Stray FM's Family Show.
Running a business and juggling a life with your family is really tough. That work-life balance is something everybody strives for. So I've been asking Malcolm from Newton Solicitors, how can life get in the way of business?
Well, you're right, James. I mean, life in the 21st century is tough without running a business. The pace of change is growing and growing, and more and more rules and regulations to obey, and more and more uncertainty in the future to predict. I was talking to a headmistress yesterday who said that she thinks of her children, 86% of the jobs. Mm. How do you get it so precise? I don't know. 86% of the jobs those kids are going to be doing in the future don't exist yet. So training them for it is obviously a challenge. But yes, if you want a nice, easy life, I suppose you have a job with no responsibilities. You go home and you sleep at night. But you can be unkind and say that's all you can do at night because you won't be able to afford to go out. And of course, that's true. But some people start their own businesses and they try and make money, or they just have a passion for a service or a commodity that they're trying to sell and pass out to the rest of the world. And I guess there are those who just go for that, who are just so totally committed to what they do that they lack empathy, they lack any understanding of the rest of the world. They go out, they probably make a lot of money. Some of them may end up as presidents of the United States, but that doesn't necessarily help when most people who want to try and balance illness, family emergencies, a bit in the community, a bit of hobbies, maybe even they think about their own fitness a bit.
So if there is somebody listening now and they're finding it really hard, maybe they've got a short-term problem with their business or a long-term business, we're going to have a look at some tips to help ease them through it from Newton Solicitors. So if there's a short-term problem happening, what are the top tips that can help them?
Well, I suppose one thing is to address expectations of your customers, especially in terms of allowing a bit of room for a delay if you've got an emergency or something. I know it depends on what you're doing. If you're installing central heating boilers, it probably doesn't matter if it's a day or two late. Mm. If you're taking somebody's wedding photos, it's hopeless if you turn up the week after it's all happened. And you can feed that through into things like your contracts, your terms and conditions, your marketing materials, so that you aren't promising more than you can deliver, and you get the expectations sorted so that people are happy with what you provide rather than disappointed because you've promised more than's possible. And I guess the other thing probably worth mentioning is that for some professionals, you have to have somebody who'll step in if you can't do it. And it's worthwhile for anybody, really, if it's a shop, to make sure there is some sort of backup so that in an emergency there's someone can do something. Now, again, that needs thinking through because I remember one case a few years ago when one small business owner found himself in the magistrate's court and wasn't expecting anything particularly to happen, but was actually sent to prison. And I don't know. I've spent a lot of time in the law, James, but I've never done any criminal work. But you sort of slightly expect that if you're given a prison sentence, you'd be able to go home and, I don't know, turn the heating off and find someone to feed the dog. But it doesn't work like that, apparently, if you're given a sentence.
Straight
to prison. The point of the story is, though, that this particular person did. He'd planned with a person doing a similar business to step into his shoes to keep the thing running, but that person didn't do it. When he came out a few weeks later, his regulator at the time said, "Well, you haven't been looking after your clients, and so you're not fit to work in this business anymore." Wow. So that was the end of career. And yeah, came to me to say, "Well, what can I do about this fellow who's let me down?" But of course, he never got a proper agreement with him. It was all over a pint. I'll look after you if you look after me.
Did it really exist?
Yeah. And so he was a bit exposed there, which could have been sorted out because it was a mutual thing. It would have worked both ways, but
yeah. So that sort of alludes to the fact that you can end up thinking you've got a short-term problem and then it ends up being long-term, whereas this gentleman you're talking about has lost his career. So suddenly him and his family, if he had one, what do they do then? So if there's a permanent problem or long-term, how can you solve these problems? Maybe, you know, selling your business or how does it work?
Well, if there's more than one of you, that's something that's always very sensible to try and do is to get the sort of agreement together that if somebody's out, maybe they have a period when they're still being paid, maybe they have a period when they don't, but ultimately whoever's left can buy them out in some shape or form. Mm-hmm. It's very common to have whatever you want to call them, joint venture agreements, shareholders agreements, partnership agreements, depending on the structure of the business. And that can provide for, yes, someone to effectively retire and for them to be paid maybe over a period of time. So there's money there to earn out of the business to pay them, maybe because of life policies in case somebody dies and then their family can get some benefit for their share of the business. Because what you don't want is to build up half a business and then find you letting somebody else run it and take the profits out of it and you've no way of forcing them to buy it from you. That's not great. And that sort of thing, insolvency, yes, is a possibility if it does go that badly wrong. There are various alternatives to just going bankrupt or putting the company into liquidation, which may be suitable and may mean that over a length of time you can keep going and keep some sort of income coming in. But it's all, I suppose it's all planning again and keeping the eye on the ball, making sure that there's some sort of business continuity. Maybe there's insurance to cover some of these things, a way through all the likely scenarios. But yes, it takes time, it takes money, it takes effort, and that's not easy to find at the beginning.
We see, don't we, with all these big businesses that are run by big corporations that are struggling, whether it's the high street brands that are disappearing or big family businesses that, you know, were once huge. You know, look at Sears in America that's on the verge of collapsing. So if companies that like that are struggling, then small family businesses, they really need to be thinking about the future. Even if they look like they're in a really strong position at the moment, their family have been well looked after by the business. They need to future-proof, don't they? They need to think about what could happen.
Well, we come full circle, don't we, to how fast the world is changing and how difficult it is to predict what will be wanted next year, never mind how that's going to be supplied. Is it worth having a shop at the moment? Is it all going to be online fairly soon? Well, I'm sure there'll be some shops survive, but what makes them different from the ones that don't? It's not easy, but that, I guess, is the justification of the reward for having your own business, be it profit, be it satisfaction, be it satisfying that passion to supply what you want to supply. If you get it right, it can work very well.
And no matter what happens, Newtons are here to help, aren't they? If they need help, they can come to you, they can get advice from you.
Yes, my side of it is to try and anticipate problems, to work out arrangements so that people can get out of them or they never arise in the first place. But of course, we have colleagues who can get them out of scrapes if that's how it ends up, but hopefully not.
Perfect. Malcolm, thank you so much for your time today and your advice.
Thank you.
Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Family Show.